Welcome to the last call.
Me and my friends would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet today. I would also like to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people listening today. Today's topic is astronomy, but it's different. We're talking about the First Nations astronomy. It's a very unknown topic, and it's not the boring and dumb astronomy that we know today. Well, I don't mean dumb in a way that way, but I mean like, not that one.
Like Sabat said, we're only focusing on some constellations because this podcast is, I don't know, 5 minutes, and courtesy of Gemini from Google, we found 15 constellations and we can't fit all of them.
The first constellation we'll explain is the Orion constellation.
You may have heard this, but it is not the Orion Belt. This is the Orion discovered by the First Nations people.
Since we're on the topic of constellation and First Nation astronomy, we're talking about them. They are the first ever astronomers recorded in history. And what was he going to say? Yeah, they are amazing. Like, they are the first ever astronomers. So believe that. It's not Neil Armstrong who went to the moon with the rocket. Hey, can you imagine that, like, the late 18,000s? They are very advanced with no technology.
The Orion constellation has many stories and meaning for the First Nations people. For the only people in Northern Australia, they call Orion Jopan, or Dijopan, which means canoe.
The First Nations people of Beringibi call the constellation of the Orion the Hades, like hyena, or the Pleiades. And the stars be changed to Pulut, that is a sea, and it's like a canoe.
In some Aboriginal cultures, Orion is depicted as a hunter or a group of young men. In Central Australia, people regarded Orion as a hunter of women, specifically of the woman represented in the Pleiades, which is Orion, but that's what the constellation is called, a milling bee. In the Wiradjuri culture, the stars of Orion represent the ancestral creator, Bayanu.
The next constellation we'll explain is a well-known one, the Southern Cross. It has been part of Australia's First Nations cosmology for millennia. This constellation is one of the most famous in the Southern Hemisphere. It's almost always visible from Australia because of its position near a south celestial pole.
For the Anangu people of desert regions of Central Australia, see the Southern Cross as the footprints of an eagle. The fishing communities of Arnhem Land see the Southern Cross and the stingray being chased by a shark.
The Southern Cross is featured on the Australian flag and is also mentioned in the national anthem in Dubai, beneath our Satan Rising Cross. The constellation is commonly associated with Australia, if an Australian. However, in recent years, the symbol has come to represent racism and hate for some Indigenous and multicultural people. This is sad because this was one of the first symbols that represented Australia.
The next constellation we'll explain is Neolion.
The Neolion is a constellation that represents the Maulifal that is associated with the Buran and the Wiggera people of Australia. The Neolion is the source of the live meteor shower in late April. The meteor shower is best seen in the dark sky without the moon.
Neolion appears in the morning sky in autumn when the Maulifals begin to build their nest. It disappears from the sky when the birds begin laying eggs. Neil Orion is located in the constellation Lyra, which is visible in the southern hemisphere from March to October.
The final constellations we can explain, drum roll, please, Emu in the Sky.
The Emu in the Sky is a constellation in the Milky Way that's been observed by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples for millennia. The Emu in the Sky, also known as Dinuan, is a key feature in creation stories and is often depicted in paintings and carvings. The position of the emu in the sky indicates the best time to lay emu eggs. For example, when the emu first appears in the sky, it's said to be mating season and the eggs are ready to gather.
In Aboriginal legend, emus are creator spirits that flew over the land. The emu in the sky is a story that's shared across many language groups.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Our work is done. Now it's up to you to dig deeper into the world of astronomy of First Nations people. Sorry about my stuttering. It's a pretty bad thing, but I'll try it. I'll change it. Peace out.